when we talk about cattle down here, or when we talk about number of head of cattle, we actually talk about the mother cows. We don't talk about the calves or the bulls. Mm-hmm. And like if you ask somebody how many head of cattle do you run, he'll say probably 500. And he'd probably tell you what he runs is 500 mother cows. Mm-hmm. That's not counting the calves or the offsprings or the bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know, probably maybe up north when you say how many head, they say 500 head, maybe that's counting the bulls and the mothers and the offsprings and
mm-hmm.
the works. And here we don't. We use 500 head as mother cows.
Mm-hmm. How many bulls do they generally have with 500 head?
Well, it varies how big your pastures are and how many waterings you have. And you can use it, I'd say people have one bull to every, from, it varies from 15 to 30 mother cows.
Mm-hmm.
It depends, now that depends how big your pastures are. Mm-hmm. The bigger the pasture are, the more, and how many waterings
mm-hmm.
you have. So with the bull, he likes to walk the least possible, so he'd rather wait for that cow to come into water, and then if she's in heat, then he picks
mm-hmm.
her up there. But if you have several waterings, you need several bulls to cover all those several. So
mm-hmm.
the bigger the pasture is, the more bulls you need. And the smaller the pastures are, the less bulls you need.
Mm-hmm. This corral, that's the same as?
It's the pens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about with milk cows? Did you ever hear of having a little fenced in place out in the pasture, in a small farm, you know? A little fenced in place so they could leave the cows overnight for milking her?
No.
What about a milk gap or a cow pen? Did you ever hear?
No.
Mm-hmm. And a place, fenced in place around the barn where the animals can walk around. That would be a...
I don't know. I mean, we don't use that here, so I don't...
Mm-hmm.
A fenced in place where they can come and feed, self-feed?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you...
Well, did you ever hear of a stable lot or horse lot or barnyard?
I've heard of a barnyard.
Do they have those around here?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I have barns, but you know, to store the hay in or machinery and everything, but you very seldom see them. They'll store, the only thing I've seen them store is like a horse, a top horse, a stallion.
Mm-hmm.
So he won't get out in the with the other horses and get all cut up in the fences, because you can lose the horse from getting all cut up
mm-hmm.
in the fences.
The horse is the same as the stallion?
No. Usually a stallion, what we call down here, it would probably be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we name a stallion. Usually, I don't think we use much of the word stallion. We use more the name stud,
uh-huh.
which is S-T-U-D.
Or top horse?
No, a top horse is, I would say, is what you consider in your herd, top horse of your horses that you use, your best horse.
For the male?
No, I would say, yeah, a gilding that you would use for riding, and
mm-hmm.
You have your top horse for cutting cattle and your top horse
mm-hmm.
for rounding up, and, you know, that's what I would consider
mm-hmm.
your top horse. But
which horse sounds better to you, or do they sound... Do they have the same meaning,
the
word stallion and stud?
They have the same meaning.
Mm-hmm. What about any other words for bull?
No.
Mm-hmm. In some parts of the country, older people wouldn't want to use, or especially women, wouldn't want to use the word bull because it sounded a little vulgar to them.
Does it sound vulgar to me?
Yes.
Or to, no.
Or did you ever notice that around here?
No, it's not.
Uh-huh.
It's not vulgar, because we, no, it's not vulgar at all.
Mm-hmm. If you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to...
Calf.
Uh-huh. Any other way of saying that?
She was going to give birth.
Mm-hmm. And the female calf would be called?
A heifer.
And the male?
A bull calf.
Mm-hmm. And